dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in to
dust by the radio. Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
Life after dust, dust, dust by the radio.
To come up is a must, must.
People tune in on your radio. Or you can even visit dustby.com.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J, and your girl, Nate Seduction. What's up?
What's up? What's up?
What's up? Okay, so today's show is crazy. Today's show, we were going to have a guest in here, but I figured, we wait to have a guest next week. Because it's too much stuff for good material that writes itself on today. And which, that's why today's show is called Life After Dust Lives Post-Grammys Pre-V-Day Show, people. Yeah, you. So before we get into all that, Nate, how was your weekend?
My weekend was great. You know, I had, fun this weekend. How about you?
Okay, go back. Don't be trying to get around the discussion. What do you mean you have fun this weekend? Like, Nate, y'all see how Nate be doing, y'all? She be half-ass telling y'all shit.
I had a photo shoot Saturday, unexpectedly.
Oh, really?
At a tattoo shop, so pretty dope. Had a lot of fun.
And Nate, you didn't even. When did you find out you were doing this shoot?
That day, Saturday.
That day of.
Yeah, the day of.
Look at you. Okay, Miss. Hopping the phone booth. Nate doesn't be hopping the phone booth. She be ready, y'all.
Yeah, it was fun though. Everything came out fun, and I can't wait to see the pictures.
Yes, me either. I know it was gonna be hot. I gotta get to the tea on this because I know. I mean, my weekend was good. I'm gonna get to that in a moment. But you got so much we can go off yours. So we're gonna bask in the ambiance of your weekend. Let's talk about the fact of. Did I do a video during the photo shoot too?
No. We just took.
Oh,
pictures.
That was just. Okay. I was like, damn, she had a surprise photo shoot and video. She didn't even make y'all wait to March. Look at Nate.
No, it was just a photo shoot.
I'm about to say, look at God. Yeah. Okay. And Nathan got thick. Nate trying to get a little thicker.
I know. I am.
And those squats. Nate start doing some more of those squats. That's when she's gonna be coming beat. Cause that circumference get even stronger. Cause you start doing those squats, it's a wrap. Y'all thought she was a problem already. She gonna really get on my goddamn nerves.
And I talked to Soul Gorilla today. Like I said, I'll be shooting two eye candy videos this year. I'll be shooting one next month, and then in September I'll be going to Miami, Florida to shoot with Soul Gorilla, and he'll be filming my other one.
Nice. Major key.
If y'all don't know who Soul Gorilla is, y'all need to find out. Go follow Soul Gorilla Films on Instagram. He's worked with Kanaya, which is, Queen Love. He worked with Karma Hearts. He worked with Kilogram. He worked with Boosie, Webby, different people. He's, worked with a lot of people in the entertainment industry.
Oh, definitely. Okay. Shout out to that. Okay. I guess it means I got to tell how my weekend was.
All right. Go ahead.
My weekend was awesome. I must say it was pretty awesome. Like a lot of times, like people don't realize, and people are like, man, like this is what kills me. I hate when people do this because I'm pretty sure you know this too, man. People see you out, like they happen to be out when you out, and they assume. And I be like, no, that's not the case. You just happen to be out when I'm out. I can't help that if you happen to be out when I'm out. So if you out when I'm out, that's just coincidental. Don't mean I go out all the dang time. Just means that, hey, you caught me at a time I was going out.
Right.
And I was in get lit mode. So, yeah, I'm going to be lit when I go out. It's as simple as that. I don't care where I'm going from be lit. I'm going to be going to somebody's funeral and be lit. Okay, no. I ain't going to take it that far.
Yeah, you tripping.
But, y'all, Nate was just talking so much shit this week. Nate stayed talking that shit, man. She was talking so much shit this weekend. So much shit. Explain it to me, Nate. Why do you continuously try me?
Child, please.
No. She just keep going, man. She would just start. Like y'all be getting y'all really be getting it all on the show. Y'all get it, but y'all don't be seeing how she really be dogging me out. She be really trying me. I be having to come for her. She be all she be in my text messages. Trying me. She be on the phone trying me. I be like, ma'am, I don't got time for this. And every now and then, you know, in right fashion, alright, so let me also let you guys know, because having a music break in a second. Got a new summer debuting today by Lazy Hustlers, and that's called No Sweat. Shout out to, you know, for those of y'all who don't know, I am part of the Verdico family. I'm proud to be part of it, been a part of it for a few years now. And, you know, when I'm on there, I go out, because a lot of people, this is what they do. They go on there and they go just get the hot records that are like, for like people that are signed and already, you know, pretty much going to be radio hits for the most part. They go download that stuff. They don't really, some people don't do the groundwork of downloading the stuff on there from RSS, you know, making their way up the ranks. I'm one of those people. I actually go through and I listen. And that's what I was doing. I took some time out of my weekend and sat around and said, okay, let me check out some music. I came across these dudes' music. I like it because the sound quality was so on point, which, by the way, Ball Talker cannot wait, because I got an announcement for that. Within the next week or so, we'll be going to Hi-Fi Sound. We'll be one of the few shows on Ball Talk that will be having this sound quality. So, even though the sound is pretty good now, it'll be crystal, 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 crystal clear. I cannot wait, because the music sounds 10 times better when it's on Hi-Fi and everything. You're like, damn, it's a totally different show now. So you can really hear the shit talking they talking about every fucking week by doing that every name, man. It's gonna take the show to another level, man. I cannot wait to be a part of that project. And you know, we're always trying to do ways of, you know, rewarding our listeners and always improving for them.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be playing No Sweat in just a moment. Also, to let you know about what we got on tonight's show, of course, you saw tonight's show was entitled Post-Grammys Preview Day, and basically kind of speaks for itself with tonight's show. First segment of the day would be the six. as we find out, came up with our name, what the hell we're going to name this segment for the list. The list is too, it feels too generic, and top five and top six, all that. No, we, the name for that segment is called The Six, D-A-6, The Six. Like, so yeah, you got The Six. That's where we bring you a top six list every week. That's what me and Nate trade back and forth. So we each give you three things on the list. And this week's list involves last minute V-Day plans. And then, of course, again, Grammys will be later on. But before we do that, go any further, I'm here on Life of the Dust Live. We're debuting a new track. I'm just by Lazy Hustlers. And shout out to that drop they sent me. I am working on uploading that here momentarily. But in the meantime, I'm here with Lazy Hustlers. No Sweat right here on Life of the Dust Live with your boy Setty J and your girl, Nate Seduction.
Damn, bro, you
step up
crazy
in your hood, I'ma blow it up.
Ladies,
step up in your hood, I'ma blow it up.
Ladies,
I need a crib with a jet. I need three commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Ruin my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you gon' ball
with no sweat? How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you
gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next. This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
Step up in your hood, I'ma blow it up.
Blow it up.
Snakes in the grass, I'ma cut them off.
Cut them off.
Shoot out on the block, you can't tell who lost.
Bang.
VVS is on my chain, it's dipped in frost. Mob ties, I'ma show you the connect. Shoot your fingers off before you rep your shack. I got all you wet
on my hood.
She gon' do whatever for a check.
For a check.
And you gon' say whatever just to flex. Watch it. Pull up, stiff on that bitch out the way.
Yeah.
I told that bitch not to play.
Yeah.
I showed you the way. I told you to play.
Yeah.
I showed you the way. I told you to play.
I need a crib with a jet.
I
need three commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Ruin my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next.
Woo.
This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
Ayy, I'ma flex on the gram, ayy. Watch me flex on the gram, ayy. I keep it 100 like Cam, ayy. Don't want your girl, she a spam, ayy. I do this for the fam. Who was gonna take them out anyway? Lazy the crew, merry renegades. Disloyal to us, we still levitate. There's no one to trust every now and then. God provided the talent, the entryway. Man, the top is the goal, that's where I remain. The regret, they created what I became. The money, the crown, that's where I retain. The fame, when I change me, I stay the same. I'm all about chasing this green remain. These bitches won't want me, cause I'll obtain my profits. Thinking about these presidents in my pockets. Got your girl dripping wet like a faucet. Hate the team, then you better be cautious. Now the world gonna know that we with it. Putting words to the song, we prolific. Hating us, why you tripping? My team so deep and specific. Man, I swear whoever wants to get it.
Haters talking irrelevant, ain't got no time to conversate. My niggas with it. All packed up in the Uber like some Mexican. ADs come through like a holiday. Ballin' dumb, no Pelican. How you gon' ball if you never sweat? Can't fuck with y'all, we'll never mesh. I'm putting on for my team. I put a dollar in a spleen. Neighbors don't like when she scream. Blood and sweat, equal green. I play dirty like I'm green. Body bag, body bag. Killing bees, body bag. I gotta secure me a bag. Tell a birdie, take a bath. I run my crew like a flag. I need a crib with a jet.
I
need three commas in
check.
My crew look green like we break. Ruin my dogs like we Vic. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat? Lazy the crew, yeah, we next. This how you stun on your ass.
This how you
stun on your daughter. Go ahead and run up a check. How you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
How
you gon' ball with no sweat?
Yeah, that was No Sweat by Lazy Hustlers. Shout out to them, man, for dropping that hot track. I like it. I was glad running across that track because when I go on there, I want to find some fire. I want to just look for the fire that You know, by you go in there and you see, oh, something about Future. Let me download it. Now, go in there. I'm going to go find something before it gets hot. Because ain't nothing better than when you go find someone there and say, man, this is before, like, everybody start getting on the train on putting some respect on the artist. And that's what to do here, man. That's what this show was built. This show was built on. Everything my stuff has been built on, my shows, my magazines, my social network, everything is built on bigging up and coming people in the music industry, up and coming people in the modeling industry. Simple as that. Everything else, where it falls in between, it just happens. But those are two big ground frameworks that this show was built on. And we glad to do that. So shout out to Lazy Hustlers for putting something worthwhile to put on here that won't have us looking bad. Like, damn, I dropped this whack, you know, because I hate, like, when you get somebody and they like, man, I dropped this whack shit. So big ups to them. They got some big stuff coming up, man. Support them. And shoot, I'm from Gray. Go look at give you their social media pages in a minute, so hold on. I will be doing that. But before we get into that, y'all know what time it is. And I gotta make some new imagery for this, because we have officially came up with the freaking name, because it took me forever to say, man, what the fuck is going to be the name? The Six. Drake talked about the Six. Everybody talks about the Six. Well, hell, the Six is this list that we bring you every week. This is where we talk about the last minute. We give you different lists every week. This week, Six is on last minute V-Day plans. So, Nay? Welcome to my dang car. Nay. Nay. Okay, well, I went on, figure out what the situation going on with Nay.
Can you hear me?
There you go. There you go. I was like, what the hell? I was like, well, what you get? If you got Metro, I don't trust you. If you got that Metro, I don't trust you.
Come on, I ain't got that. Shut up.
Okay. I'll try to get that Metro. I was like,
I ain't got that Metro, Shawty.
All right. Checking up on you, making sure you was good.
Plan you can do is you can go buy your girl some roses or something. Go buy some roses.
Okay, so
some chocolates.
Alright, so number one, last minute V-Day plan is roses and chocolate. Now, why roses and chocolate? Because that is like a regular thing. Like, we want to get people we want to kind of get people the brief descriptions of why the hell you should go with these plans. So why roses and chocolate? Why does that work? Why does that
become
something that people keep doing?
Roses and chocolate will keep a smile on my face. Like, go buy some Snickers Twix. Women love Snickers Twix. I know I do.
So, if he give you some chocolate and some roses, right? He get to give you some chocolate later, right?
It depends.
Just making sure, you know, trying to help, you know, you're trying to help you put you out of the dough. That's what we trying to do, put you through the dough. We got you. All right, so that's number one. That's a good one. Roses and chocolate. I'm rocking with that one. All right, so number two. Number two of the six. Last minute V-Day plans. Like, I kid you not, people be high-siding on Facebook, on Instagram, and all this shit. But in the day, if you take a girl to somewhere like Olive Garden, it's not corny. The fact is you actually are, you know, hell, you're trying to at least do something. It's about doing something with her. She don't give a damn. You can go to them honestly, you want me to keep it real with you? You can go to the dentist because Valentine's Day is on Tuesday, so of course most people are going to be working. So you ain't going to do it until the evening anyway, but let's say you took the day off and y'all decide to do something all day. I kid you not, chick's not going to hate on this. If you go to, you can go to a matinee movie and she's not going to hate. Because one thing is a couple reasons why. She know you're not trying to be, it's not about you being cheap or nothing, because I'm pretty sure it's not that y'all trying to be cheap or whatever. It's the fact of, okay, it's a way to begin with. And, you know, you got to go to work the next morning, all this stuff. And you want to make sure she got plenty of energy. You know, if y'all already got it set up to where y'all got that kind of connection, y'all can make something go down later, the earlier, the better. The earlier, the better. You're going to take it to a matinee. Don't be cheap. Go to Studio Movies on Grill. Studio Movie Grill, give me some damn. Y'all need to pay me something for plugging y'all ass. But anyways, I'm going to put y'all on some game. I don't know if y'all got it everywhere else where y'all at. But, like, for instance, Studio Movie Grill got a damn Groupon where you can go to the movies for $5 no matter what time you're going. $5, people. You can go, and that's not a matinee. That's period. Studio, and then you do the 2 for $20, either 2 for $20 or 2 for $25 at the movie grill. Now you eating, you're enjoying the movie, you're doing multiple things. Bam, I got you. You go to the movies, get something to eat. She gonna hook you up because you did multiple things and you was being considerate. Bam, she's not gonna be tired when you get back. Y'all gonna have time to do what y'all want to do. There you go. That's number two. Nay, number three.
Okay. That was nice. Number three. If you can't afford to buy your woman anything for Valentine's Day, can write her something. Draw her a picture. Draw her a love letter. You know, write up a love letter, anything. And I'm telling you, she will appreciate it. It's not all about materialistic things. Long as it's the thought that counts. Long as it's something meaningful, a woman will appreciate it.
I know I had to throw some meaningful gift that was meant because I appreciate my ex. I appreciate at the time, you know, I appreciated some of the stuff she got for me that were made because it was trinkets that I could keep. But you know, the other day I was on another level of getting, you know, just clearing her out of my mind for more and more. I said, you know what? Let's go throw this shit in the fucking trash. I'm too many tied in memories. Throw this shit in the trash. Ain't got time for it, son. So yeah, I was redoing my room anyway. So I was like, yeah, throw this shit in the trash. I rock with you, Nate. I'm rocking with you.
Definitely.
Okay, number four. You give me so many good ones already. Okay, number four. Like, and yeah, you know, I know people always say, you do, well, I do stuff every day. The point is, okay, she's going to want you to do something anyway because it's not always about her necessarily, but women love, in the end of the day, I don't care what any one of these women out here be trying to tell y'all, they love to be able to brag to their friends about the shit you did. And it don't have to be an expensive, it has got to be something that was special. That's going to always, they always going to remember. And I'm going to give y'all something right now. You think it might be corny, but if you do this alone, you in the dough. Like, like you said, roses and chocolate earlier today. You know, decorate the bed, decorate, go into the bathtub, all that. Set the mood, man. Set the mood, some nice candles. Everything, draw her a bath, and you know, do something. Ain't got to be sexual about it, because that's the thing. You try to be sexual about it, you might you're going to ruin it. Because it's all about subtlety. You got to build up to that. So what you do is you draw her bath, get all the candles and stuff laid out, and you scrub on the back and you wash it down and whatnot. You know, let her just relax and just breathe.
Yeah.
And, you know, you
that
pamper her.
That is nice.
After she got the bath, dried it off, take it to the bed, get out the oil, give her a massage. And, again, listen to me. It's all about subtlety. Pay attention. She'll let you know if she wanted it to go down. Let it build up. Because another thing women like, it's not they don't like sex from us. They like for us to, like, build
like
up
chemistry.
The anticipation.
We like to feel good. Make us feel good. Make us feel like we're queens. Like we're the only
woman
in the world.
Yeah. Don't be sitting there trying to rush to the sex part. Take, you know, tease her. Because the thing is, by you doing what you're doing, you're actually teasing her, and she's actually getting hornier. You don't understand. You don't get it. She's getting hornier by the fact of, you like taunters like mm-hmm. I know this nigga trying to fuck me and like, but he just taking care of, you are making her relax. Best way to make a woman relax. The more relaxed she is, the more you know she's more relaxed. Everything starts getting wet, but certain things start to loosen up a little bit. If you get what I mean, bam, got you. Now she's gonna tear you. She's gonna wear your ass out because you've been teasing her ass all night. Take the control back, cause women tease us, but it's time for you to tease them. They like you to tease them too. Trust me. Okay, Nay, number five.
If you somewhere warm like Florida, Atlanta, you know, Tennessee, Texas or something like that, or if you're near a beach, do a picnic. You make some sandwiches, you know. Have
not fucking rain like it's raining right now, but it's going to rain tomorrow.
Well, it's just nice. If not, do a candlelit dinner at home. Make her some dinner.
Okay.
Make her favorite dish, you know, and bring out the wine and put some rose petals on the dinner table, and, you know, and light some candles. And a woman will definitely love that. A woman love a man who know how to cook. So cook her favorite meal, have some wine, and talk to her about how her day was or how her week, you know, was. Just communicate with her. Talk about life. Bye.
That was a good one. Liking it. Number six. To complete the six. All right, so to complete the six, people, bear with me for this one. Try not to chuckle too much. This has a shout out to Greg. I was thinking this one earlier, but by Greg doing it, he painted a picture to what number six is. Number six, if you ain't got no money, you ain't trying to do shit, guess what? Go to your girl right now and start a big-ass argument.
Teddy.
Start a big-ass argument. She's going to be so fucking mad. So start the argument. She's going to be fucking mad at you, storm out. And she's going to say, I don't even want to do nothing with you on Valentine's Day tomorrow. Bam. Let her cool off. Let Valentine's Day go by. Bam. Now, that could backfire because you fuck up. She's going to start getting the side nigga recruitment. So, yeah, if you don't want to buy another Valentine's Day, start a big-ass argument and storm the fuck out.
Teddy.
Fuck Geico. You thought Geico could save you money, hey, I can save you. I just saved you some more money. Start a big ass argument and run the hell out as fast as you can. I want you to run faster than damn gingerbread man. That's how fast I want you to run. And then what you do is, now you know because you probably so you'll get paid to Friday, and that's why you're really thinking that now she mad, and now we give you time and give you extra time to go get a gift and say, baby, I'm so, or come on, really come to the plane you want to come with, baby, I know we argue, but I will make it up to you. Bam, you got her. You just brought yourself a couple of days. So there you go. That makes her decline the side dude, the side piece offer. Trust me. So, Nate, that was the six. And I told you, this is going to be a good one today. I really dug in with this one, man. And I think this is a perfect one, this being the first show that we've done where we were actually talking about, where we actually named the segment now. Perfect. It came really strong, so big ups to y'all supporting. Hope you enjoyed the list. If you enjoyed the list, let people know. Tell them to check back out the show and share the list, man. If you got something on your own list, you can always let us know, but you can always feel free to call in 347-202-0389. You can call in. You can also leave comments on our fan page. That's at After Dusk Media Group on Facebook, After Dusk Media on Instagram. There will be a post on Instagram where it has I have a picture promoting today's show. You can go back in. You can go into that one and leave your comments there. As far as the list and whatnot. And also talk about, segment be later on the show about the Grammy. So we can't wait. Got a few minutes to next music break, but we'll go ahead and we're going to start off early, get to that one. That being said, let's go ahead and drop. I know I was being petty on last week playing this. No, I'm not going to play that one. Never mind. We're petty and play something, but I'm going to be good today. All right, so this song I'm going to play, I'm going to be even pettier. The track we're going to drop now is by DJ Chose. It's actually been on the show before. Very great interview. This song is, we just gave y'all the six. Perfect song to go after the six. This is what y'all need to be doing tomorrow. At night, before you go to bed and get ready for work in the morning.
By the chosen.
My H-Time ladies.
Don't stop, pop that.
My Dallas Texas ladies.
Don't stop, pop that.
My Louisiana ladies.
Don't stop, pop that.
My Georgia ladies.
Bring that
song was "Don't Stop, Pop That, Don't Stop." We were, you know, I messed up the damn shit. Pop That by DJ Chosen Brigade, right here on Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Sadie J in Nay Seduction.
Okay, you have me over here about to be rushing.
Yeah, you know, I was trying to get people ready for tomorrow. Make sure they, you know, got them, get their muscles ready. Just getting you ready. Because he ain't trying to hear that shit tomorrow about you tired, you ain't ready, your legs ain't worked out, whatever. We just made you work out. You know, you got to go, you got to be ready for tomorrow. So, yeah, no excuses.
That's funny.
So, Nay, next thing we talk about is yesterday is the post-Grammys pre-V-Day show. Let's talk about the Grammys. First off, did you even watch the Grammys?
No, I did not.
Oh, you're no fun.
But Rihanna looked beautiful.
Rihanna looked so beautiful. I seen pictures.
But Rihanna, she looked gorgeous as usual.
Oh, what did you like? What did you like about her?
Rihanna, she's different. She got her own style. She's unique.
What about her style yesterday? Like, what did you like? What did you like about this? Describe to the people, you know, the internet that you watch.
I haven't seen the pictures yet. I liked her outfit.
Can you describe the outfit? Goodness.
You've seen it. I just like
not
how
everybody
looks,
else.
You know?
The, all the listeners didn't see it. That's why you tell them.
I liked her long skirt, you know, the long black skirt and how it was fluffy at the end and, you know, the fitted crop top that came under her boobs. That was cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that something that you will wear?
Yes, that is something I would wear.
All right, Major Key.
A lot of people tell me I look like Rihanna. I know I got forehead and all, but
I ain't saying nothing.
A lot of people sleep on Rihanna. A lot of people, you know, Beyonce is overrated, and to me, Rihanna looks better than Beyonce.
Okay. Do you really want to do this tonight? Do you really want to do this tonight with me?
Yeah. Rihanna looks better than Beyonce, period.
But that's fine for you to say. But I don't like the people. But you ain't got to make it about, you know, well, oh, no, well, people be on Beyonce. Like, everybody,
yeah,
like, just like you said, Rihanna's different. Some people like, okay, see, there you go. Rihanna's overrated. That's why she didn't.
No, she
that's
knows.
Why Inside
no.
and I win. Because for that reason,
Rihanna has put out an album
that's made me say classic. I'm not blown. I haven't been classic. Okay, classic album.
Don't hate on Rihanna. Don't do it.
I like Rihanna's music, but I got to, you know. The Hive, I was going to put you. People are trying to make it about the Hive and hate on the Hive, but it's because y'all poked the bear. It'd be different if Beyonce wasn't doing shit, but people who are fans of other people, they always go out of their way to say, but she better than Beyonce.
She is overrated.
I'm not
hating on Beyonce.
And then they say overrated.
She's definitely overrated, though. And it's funny how she didn't show off her pregnancy with Blue. Because she was had a surrogate for Blue, but now that she's pregnant with these twins, she want to show it all off. Like, girl, sit your
But, okay, hold on. Do you have a sense of revisionist history? Because last time I checked, she did show it off. She showed it off, but y'all motherfuckers weren't even listening to that shit.
No,
what happened
was
she doing all that dancing.
She was on the Ellen show, when you're pregnant, your stomach don't go suck in. Your stomach don't suck in when you're pregnant. And when she was on the Ellen show, her belly sucked in. So she was not really pregnant with Blue.
And let's sit back on this for a second. Okay, because now we might not be getting too much Grammy, so we pretty much be all stuck on this. This is what I don't get. Because we're going to sit back, because this is for, and I'm speaking for, this ain't just about being a Beyonce fan, so people, tell them, take off your Beyonce hating goggles for 10 seconds. But, okay, there's plenty of women. Let's take Beyonce at the equation, because this is why I don't understand. Because this is why when people start doing this is the most disrespectful shit that people go through. Like, y'all start with the overrated. Okay, you are entitled to say that, but then y'all start getting disrespectful. There's plenty of women. Wait. Can you let me finish my point?
No, yes.
There's plenty of women that can't get pregnant or have to have somebody, because let's say Beyonce did have a surrogate. It's plenty, the same way other women, they need a surrogate. I mean, they just had a movie about it when the bow breaks. Everybody thought that shit was fucking cute. A fucking satire movie. I thought that shit was fucking cute. But women go through this shit every fucking day, man.
Wait
for you to interject. Let me break the point. Because then what you can have before you can rebut, you can have something to, you can make sure you get my whole point, and then people not have listened, they come to the show. Okay, so there's plenty of women that have surrogates every day. And, and they got to hear people say, the best thing, one of the most rewarding things that women can go through is pregnancy. There's plenty of women that can't go through that, and they hear that stuff, and they hear this stuff about, you're not really, you really didn't do anything because you didn't have the baby. The fuck is that supposed to mean? Like, in the same way as saying these kids that were raised by adopted parents, that shit don't really mean anything. In the day, the baby was made, and the woman went out, and she did have a surrogate. She went out of her way to try to have a kid. And then people are like, well, the point of it is, plenty of people. Tyra Banks, she had to get a surrogate because she kept having too many miscarriages and failed pregnancies, which that kind of goes hand in hand, but it could be different causes or whatever. But anyways, it's just a fact of the matter. Nobody came and attacked Tyra Banks. Nobody did that. Like, everybody was like, oh, we really feel people, in the other spectrum, people thought it was a joking matter about making fun of if Beyonce really had the baby. But then nobody there for Tyra Banks, they were, oh, that's such a sad story. And that's where that's why people always want to make it about the beehive. But that's why, because people always, they will take the same situation with somebody else and be sympathetic about it, but then be disrespectful to her about it. You cannot like the woman's music, but good God, when y'all start trying to attack her character when she's not doing it to nobody, that really amazes me. It's nothing-ass rappers that call women bitches and stuff every day, and I don't see people making fun of their ass every day. Y'all be twerking to their music. Y'all be wanting to go to their fucking concerts, all that shit. So I don't see y'all saying they overrated or disrespecting them. So people got to start coming to the point to where y'all got to be consistent, y'all, and y'all's excuses why y'all hating this woman. If you don't like her music, that's one thing. But then don't come to me with some trash ass artist that you be jamming to, and you be like, man, this shit, man, I like this dude. I'm a fan. I don't want to hear that shit. Like, make sure you consistent in your argument. If you listen to people who are actually better than Beyonce, and you come to me and you bring that up, then I'm going to listen. But if you come in with some trash-ass artists that you talk about, trash artists all the time, your point is not invalid to me. Nay. Okay, the floor is yours.
Okay, this is the difference between Beyonce and other women who got people to carry their child for 9 months.
Again, make sure you keep in mind. Okay, let me answer this. Here we go. Let me
Beyonce faked it. She faked it.
So if other women,
Beyonce, let me finish. If people would
because right now you're still
Beyonce
hating,
a lot
you're not
more.
Speaking rationally at the moment. You're still
yeah,
hating.
Yeah,
right?
I
thought that was giving plenty of time to be rational.
People respect Beyonce more. They would respect her more if she was honest about the situation.
It's a lie.
Everybody knows she didn't carry Blue, but if she came out and said that she got a surrogate, people will respect her a lot more than versus her lying about it because she lied to the world about carrying Blue. That's why people didn't respect it, and that's why I didn't respect it. I can see if she came out and said, okay, yeah, and been honest from the jump about it, but no, she was faked it on national TV. That's the difference.
So be honest, Nate, because be completely, just like you tell her to be, because this is a good point about honesty. Be completely honest with me. If she would have said that you're going to automatically respect Beyonce, no revisionist history, automatically you're going to respect Beyonce because we went to the end of time, and if she did have someone carry her baby, y'all going to imagine
respect
her.
It would have been
respected
versus
lying. Nay, the same people who were hating after that were the ones hating before it. People can continue to do this. They can't find some real reason to hate the woman, so they hate because she didn't carry her baby and she's not going to tell you what's going on to her fucking baby.
That's like a woman saying,
I'm going to give you a point because people can't respect people. Okay. The thing of the matter is, okay, if you went to the person you're talking to and you said, hey, I'm not talking to one right now or whatever. Well, we're not really talking or whatever. We trying to figure out what it is. And y'all doing relationship shit, ain't that fucking lying? Because people do that shit every fucking day, and nobody disrespect that. Don't put no labels on it. No, people got to stop fucking, that's a convenient way of fucking lying. Either y'all talking
I'm
to each other, either y'all dating or you're not.
Don't
jump around it. Because
what
you said about lying, you thought people respect her. This is about respect, right? You said that you will respect her more. This is
okay,
a respect discussion.
Yeah, I'm talking
discussion.
About her pregnancy.
Don't
jump I'm talking about
the pregnancy.
Okay.
It's funny why you watch people. They do when you talk about this stuff. When you get on something, they start dodging that shit like a mug. That's because something that really matters. Because now you hurt. Because her being fucking pregnant or not being pregnant
it's
is really
life,
no one's
so
fucking
I
business.
Really don't. Don't give a fuck.
But
when
people
do
the other shit
to
talk about, it affects other people. I'm just saying, y'all gotta stop trying to make up. Because the women, even if she would have did that, y'all would still have an excuse. Because people had 10 other excuses before that. And they weren't valid. It was just, I need some reason to hate this woman because so many people like her. I'm not the biggest.
None of them, and none of them paying my bills, so I really don't give a fuck. I'm just speaking on my opinion of how she's broadcasting this pregnancy with the twins, but she did not do that with Blue because, like I said, she really didn't.
Hey, you know why she's doing
now,
it?
Now I can't give a
because
fuck.
Nay, imagine you were famous and people always got cameras in your face, right? Listen, like this is like dead. You got, and I know you got respect for what I'm saying on this. There's no way you can really rebut this. Imagine you got people with cameras in your face all the time. You famous. They are constantly trying to find something out. Charlamagne the guy said it best, and he wasn't talking about Beyonce, he was talking about something else. He said this all the time. No one can hold your truth against you when you get in front of the truth. And when I say that, I mean it as this. People are going to keep trying to figure out, who are you dating? Did you divorce this person? Did you get boobs? Did you get your boobs done? Did you get this done? by jumping in front of it and saying something, or even if it's not the truth, by just saying something, you can get them off your fucking back. Because at the end of the day, to be honest, I don't want, like, that's one of the reasons why I chill out for a little bit and relax, and I don't like a lot of people knowing where the fuck I live. I don't care where the hell I live. I can live in a fucking mansion. I can live in fucking projects or whatever. It don't matter. I don't want a lot of people knowing where I live, because I want to, at the end of the day, I want a sense of secrecy. When you that fucking famous, you can't have secrecy. And sometimes you don't want everybody knowing every damn thing about you. Am I right? You don't want,
okay,
you want,
yeah,
like,
you
honestly,
there,
I fucking, like, I hate, if a person come and ask me, I'm going to tell you. If you ask me person to person and you're not trying to be on no messy shit, I'm going to tell you. But I don't want people just being nosy, just be nosy. Don't get in my fucking business. And as a celebrity, that's what you got to deal with every day. And I ask myself that all the time, like, doing what we doing, like, man, like, if we got famous doing this, how would I feel with people with cameras in my face all the time being in, no, I can't do shit now. That shit was dry. I don't know. I've asked myself that every day. I don't know how I would react. I don't know if I would embrace it somewhat. I don't know if I would try to get less of it around me. I don't really fucking know. Like, I'm telling you, it kind of low-key, it kind of does scare me sometimes. Like, if you got that famous, like, I don't want people, because I want people to be on an intimate level of really asking me because they really fucking give a damn. These motherfuckers, like, for instance, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Because you talk about your personal life over here a lot, so you talk about that on Facebook. Something you talked about him before, so I'm not talking about nothing you've never talked about before. Just to put that premise out there for people, like, what he doing? Like, don't be trying to be messy, people. But for instance, one of the things you hate so much is when people be on your Facebook and they always want to come run tell that. They come right go to your Facebook and they go running telling your exes, telling people who don't like you, telling family members who don't like you, all that kind of shit. And it's annoying because you can't just live your life, right?
Nah, it's honestly, I'm a different breed than the rest. I'm me. I'm Nate Seduction. And honestly, I don't give a fuck.
I know you don't mean, yeah, I don't give a fuck either. I feel you on that. I'm the same way. Like, but there's always a human factor of, there's obviously a human factor of, in a sense, yeah, we don't, like, in the day, we're still going to do us. It's not going to affect us. But we still think about it in the back of our heads, like, why
are
we going to need
don't.
To do that shit?
I don't. Honestly, I don't. I don't give a fuck. I have no remorse about what a motherfucker think of me. If they're not paying my bills, I don't give a fuck. If they're not contributing to anything positive in my damn life, I don't give a fuck. Bye. Everybody got a opinion is like an asshole. Everybody got one. I don't give a fuck. Period. Point blank. And people can call me
but
an asshole, a bitch, or whatever.
But
I
thing
don't
is,
give a fuck.
But the thing is, yeah, we cannot give. It's like it's not. See, the thing is, it's not about us not giving a fuck. It's about them affecting shit that can. Because for instance, like that's like for I use a perfect example. That's why people be in my job. And they'd be like, oh, I tried to look for you on Facebook and couldn't find you. Because, nigga, I'm not finna, like, my thing is, I don't give a fuck, but I don't want the shit that I don't, but I don't want, just because I talk about something, I don't need to be fucking become this whole fucking wind of, it affects my, it does affect your paycheck in a way. It affects your money because, for instance, if someone go lying on you and a person say, for instance, someone wanted to book you to do something, and some hating ass person got this rumor spread about you. Now you gotta fight that rumor, and it's not that person's fault who didn't want to book you. It just if you keep hearing it, you're like, man, like how can I? Like I've never talked to this person before. How can I figure that out? And that's what I be talking about. I could not really give a fuck. It's the fact that when people do shit that affect when I might not give a fuck, but because they want to do the most, it affects my paycheck. It affects my my livelihood. That's when I get fucking mad. Like you said, they just come hating my people come to my page every day if they're hating shit. Guess what I do? I did it already yesterday. I deleted a couple people. They come over here doing irrelevant shit. Bye, delete, and then you get them delete. You get deleted, or you probably gonna get blocked depending on what the level of severity was, and you just can if you're a repeat offender. But nah, it's like I said, it's not to me. Like I agree with you, Nate. I honestly don't fucking care either. I just don't because my family's on my page, and they respect me, and they don't be coming at me. Oh, remember this? No, they don't never do that. It's the people that try to affect my livelihood and start unnecessary shit that I gotta deal with. And like I've said before to people, when you fuck with my fucking money, fuck my livelihood, or my mental stability, now I got a fucking problem.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing. Like I think about that every day, Nate. Like, man, I was a celebrity and you had to deal with that magnifier of people trying that shit with you every day. That would piss me off because Nicky Nuffin messed my money. Just it's same way like for instance, someone said, oh, he or she is a sex offender or he or she raped me. People don't go do the research. They just go with, oh, they heard rape allegation, and then they throw Andy Gus at the table, and now rape allegation is thrown in your name. It can be completely false, and they still roll with
uh-huh.
it, and then that affects your money. So that's what I mean. Like, I agree with you. It's a lot of shit. I don't give it. People try to send me I used to give a fuck back in. I don't know if you went through this. But I used to give a fuck back in elementary and middle school. I stopped giving a fuck after then. Because you can say a lot of shit, as long as you don't fuck with my money or my livelihood, is all I ask. You can talk all the shit you want to, but just stay away from the shit that's viral to me. That's my livelihood and how I make my money. Like, when you start fucking with that, now we got a fucking problem. But that being said, y'all, thanks for tuning to the show. I'm glad you guys can see. Me and they don't agree with every fucking thing, but that's the point of the show. I know, like, a lot of times me and her goof around and we agree. Sometimes it's like, oh, my God, do they ever disagree? There's been plenty of shows me and they don't always agree. And that's what makes this so good. I don't got to agree with every fucking thing they say.
Goddamn, so I gotta agree with you with the skew he says.
But you know what? At the end of the day, I love this woman, man. I love this woman to death.
Definitely.
I love her to death because, like, this woman has been supporting me since she's known from day one. And I remember when these motherfuckers and that's what I mean by fucking livelihood. People trying to be disrespectful. You know what they did? She fucking took that shit by the bootstraps and said, okay. Bet that. And now she got the same, I say this a lot, she got the same motherfuckers that was hating on her, now they trying to fucking they want to be with her, they want to be a part of her, journey and shit now. What
definitely.
Was that
they definitely
before?
Do. Exactly. But you know, once you get popping, everybody want to hop on the bandwagon.
Right. It's ridiculous, man. And it's just ridiculous. Like, oh my God, yeah, man, shoot, dang, girl, hey, no, nigga,
besides the more overhead, because that's
shut up, nigga.
I don't know,
our body start to get to where it's going to get. Because you try to come with, we still like before 20.
You can't try to judge us on that. Our body is super.
Nigga, you were the same nigga in the inbox, in the comments, hating. talking about look like this, look like that. Like, fuck out of here. So, yeah, Nay, you know, y'all again. I argue with her time to time. That's why I appreciate. I don't want, like, I can agree with her, and when I get off of here, I'm gonna be just fine with her. So y'all can get off.
Right.
And shoot, it probably made for a better show. But people gotta understand, like, some people get this false insecurity, man, like that we agree with everything. And that,
exactly.
You know,
we at the end of the day, we still human. We just like y'all.
Right. So, but yeah, I just, man, anything, Grammys, sum it up. We were talking about one topic, but Grammys, sum it up, was interesting. And I missed the biggest thing I wanted to say. Shout out to that nigga, Busta Rhymes, calling President Donald Trump.
Shout out to
Chance the Rapper. That's the first time I refer to him as president. He called that
Chance
nigga President Agent Orange. That was the highlight of my fucking night, was watching that nigga, Busta Rhymes, call that fool President Agent Orange. I fell out of my fucking chair. I said, this dude right here, on the Grammys, he has zero fucks. Zero fucks yesterday. So, yes. There you go, people. If you missed the show, you can always go to dustspot.com/dustspotradio. I have all the shows. I have all the different ways you can listen to it in different apps and whatnot, and have the bios on the hosts. Next, big announcement, major key. So next, you know, we've been telling people slowly on Facebook, but next Tuesday is the return of the After Hours with T. So be sure to tune into that. T broadcasts all the way from Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, to be exact. Can't wait to chop it up with her and see what she's been doing all this time. You know, she brought new seed into the world. Since then, and you know, it was glad, man. Much need a break, fresh start, and a lot of stuff. So y'all support her next week. Nay, you got any announcements to make? Excuse me.
I'll be in Atlanta Friday with my baby.
How long are you gonna be there?
Sunday, Friday to Sunday.
Man,
time to get
quick
nasty.
Weekend trips. Oh,
time
Lord.
To get nasty.
Are you doing any of those six things that we named in the show earlier? Well, of course, I'm number six, so that's not a good thing. But are you doing any of the five things from the show earlier?
Yeah, I'm doing some things. We doing some things.
Oh, Lord. Now, this is man's first time having a taste. You sure you want to do this to him?
Oh, yeah, he'll be all right.
Okay.
Leave him hooked.
Just let you know. Just let you know. Don't do it. Don't unleash nothing on nobody they're not ready for. But
okay.
I do want to say major key to send some love over to lazy hustlers. Obviously, they tracking earlier. We got a chance to drop that track. And they're one of the first people to send in a drop pertaining to the new show host, so I got to play this real quick before we leave out.
What's good? This is Lazy Hustlers, and you're tuning into Life After Dusk Live with Ceddy J and Nay Seduction.
Okay. Like it. You know,
yep.
first one got the first one that had the first drop of putting in respect, you know, having you in the drop now, so I have to figure out it. So yeah, shout out to that. More to come. Y'all can see y'all if you want to send the drop, let me know. I will see the drop script because I want this shit organized. You send it back. I want to off the fucking wall. You can put your own personality into it, but I'm gonna send you a basic drop script and get that shit fucking right. Cause I don't need you saying names. I need you saying names wrong. I don't need you saying show name wrong. None of that. Get that stuff. These get that shit fucking right. All right, so, see, that's the end of the show, man.
All right, it's Nathan Wednesday. Dustin, baby.
Wednesday show. I'm gonna let you guys know already ahead of time. Wednesday show is. You ready? Shit, I posted fucking shit this week. Wednesday show is gonna be five piece appreciation. Yeah. Five piece appreciation. That's the show for this Wednesday. Y'all be on the lookout for that. And we gonna give you a bonus list. So yes, instead of crickets of the week for this week, we give you a bonus list. No, we still do crickets, but our first segment would be a bonus list for this week. We gonna give you the side piece list. So the six for this Wednesday would be the side piece list. All right. That being said, y'all, we're rolling on out, reminding you what you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J or there's an A or a U, there is a way. You tune in to an episode of Life in the Dust Live, your boy Teddy J and your girl Nate Seduction.
Hey, girl Nate Seduction.
Nate? Give
good night, guys.
Because you usually do it on Wednesday, but tomorrow is Valentine's Day, so we do need to kind of let them know for tomorrow.
Whatever you do, please do it safe. Use protection. I can't say if you go hump, please do it responsibly because tomorrow is not hump day. But, you know, if y'all go be doing the oochie coochie, do it responsibly.
The make it. You're going to be doing the naked hokey pokey, turn yourself around and all that good stuff, yeah.
Right. Please do it responsibly, guys. Be safe. Peace.
Pull out.